Charles Ellis and Villa Terrace Museums. And Christina's our first reader.
And this is the only mid-sized budget organization within this group.
Okay. So this organization is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and they are the governing entity for two historic homes, which advances the cultural assets by providing management, programming, and development services. The two homes are the Charles Ellis Art Museum and the Villa Terrace Art Museum. The Charles Ellis Art Museum strives to bring a quality of life by creating opportunities for residents and visitors to experience history, culture, and art. They provide exhibitions and performances in this stately mansion, and it also houses an art collection of the early 20th century Charles Ellis. The Villa Terrace Art Museum creates opportunities for residents and visitors to also explore art, culture, and history through exhibitions and performances. In the setting of the Lloyd Smith Family Lakefront Renaissance Villa and Garden. And so they do have some programming around the gardening as well. It looks like they have been an organization, well, they were recognized as landmarks in 2004, and the new tax-exempt status was established in 2012. Moving into engagement, they have a very high number of folks who are engaged with both facilities, 28,000. They estimate that they serve about 500 youth. They have a pretty significant budget, it looks like, for both facilities. And they make some notes about some liability that they've experienced and how they are dealing with that, and some past deficits being met with limited cash reserves. Their board of directors seems to be an appropriate size for the budget, and it includes it's hard to tell what folks' occupations are. I see one occupation as an art teacher. So I would like to know how diverse the board is with the experience they're bringing to the table. And I will leave it at that.
Just a note on the board list. It looks like as they were filling it out, they just had some technical problems. You know, as you say, they just, their last name is, it took out whatever occupation was going to be. So that was just not double checking before submitting, probably.
Okay.
I'm glad you pointed it out. It's a good point.
Well, I appreciate the comments made so far. One interesting thing is that, the two museums have very distinct and varied programming that meets their separated missions. They have developed mission and vision for each organization separately that sort of matches their unique, situations, their exhibitions and related programming, their collaborations, educational programs, their family and public events really enhance the livability and cultural vibrance of Milwaukee in these beautiful spaces. I particularly like their Art in the Gardens program for Milwaukee Public Schools, and then also they have a partnership with one, maybe more than one, high school for their seniors in high school to develop their first solo shows. very significant and contributes to use their arts education. As was mentioned, they are addressing their fluctuations in revenue and expenses appropriately through staffing procedures and reorganization of certain areas. There are, as I said previously, their art education programs provide significant enrichment to MPS students in K-12. The diversity of programming and exhibitions extends to all ages. Their music, they have music events, film and theatrical events are well attended and popular. They acknowledge that their feedback primarily comes from verbal interaction, and they are working to increase their community interaction through electronic and paper surveys. They have a very active curatorial committee, which helps them maintain their very high level of exhibition and programming at a professional level. And they have a board retreat with a professional facilitator to help them progress to goals and review their cost effectiveness. They are also working with a fund development professional to craft a comprehensive development program that will be incorporated into a future strategic plan. Their marketing plan is well thought out, and their marketing pieces are quite attractive. They're both fine facilities and very welcoming and an asset to the city.
I think it's worth indicating that this organization is relatively new, and that these historic homes had been operated for 30 years as a committee of the War Memorial, which also operates which also holds title to the Milwaukee Art Museum. So it's an interesting transition that they've gone through, and that there is an existing independent friends group for each house that is older than the coordinating organization also lends an air a layer of complexity to the work that they do. Where once these were self-referential historic homes, they have now become museums in a contemporary city, quite consciously. I love the Harper exhibit that they sent us, that they used in their work samples. The ironic use of the setting was really extraordinary, using an expected space in unexpected ways, almost making fun of the fact that it was a historic home. I thought that that exhibition was courageous and in many ways an outstanding. Qualified staff, increasingly innovative programmings. I love the evolution of the mutual goals discussion with the Rufus King School, and I'll have something else to say about that in a minute. The collaboration with community groups to present performing arts in a museum setting is quite remarkable. They're still learning, obviously, to be an independent organization and weaning themselves from life or death dependence on county funding. They are making clear progress on that, as was mentioned earlier. They're engaged in development planning, roughly break-even budgets. They're working with two long-standing friends groups. As a new governing board, must be challenging, and I give them credit for not talking about that challenge in the narrative. It's a temptation to do so when you have a situation like that and a forum like this. I love the variety of event partners that they have created, and that they were part of the creation of the Museum Mile. That they work with Dasha Kelly's Stillwater Collective, theater groups, musicians, schools, and UWM. They're clearly trying to be a presence in more than a physical way in their community. And I love the embrace of both irony and technology in the exhibition plans at the Villa Terrace. a nice priorities document, but once again, it needs timelines and responsible parties. Happy to notice that formal strategic planning is one of their priorities. Good surveys. The fact that they do an annual facilitated planning session is quite remarkable. And maybe a best practice. I, once again, with regard to the partnership with the Rufus King School for their international baccalaureate program, what they gave us was the a discussion outline for the review of the agreement after 2 years. I think that's a best practice, not the document itself, but the fact that once you have started a partnership with a community organization, a regular review just to make sure that everybody's still on the same page and everybody's getting what they need out of the partnership is absolutely a best practice.
Mm-hmm. Great. Other comments?
I would like to just add, because of the historical setting of both of the homes, that there be some consideration for decolonizing any of the didactics that go along with the art exhibitions or the performances in Anishinaabe land recognitions, and then also talking about the historical a broader historical sense of what was happening in the region at the time that these homes were built and the communities that were involved, the Anishinaabe in particular communities that were involved in the broader community at the time. So I would enjoy seeing some stronger language around decolonizing these historic places and being inclusive of the absent narratives that aren't included.
All right.
I concur.
Yes.
All righty.
Any other comments?
Then let's go ahead and score.